That music's from Mick Thomas, formerly of Weddings, Parties, Anything, and he composed it for a play called The Baby Show, which is written and performed by my next guest, Donna Jackson. It's about single mothers and women who decide not to have children. I'm sure you remember Liberal Senator Bill Heffernan saying the then Deputy Opposition Leader Julia Gillard was unfit to become PM because she was deliberately barren. Anyway, time to introduce Donna Jackson, writer, director and performer. Hello, Donna.
Good morning, Richard.
Now, why did you write this play?
I write this play because I'm 48 and I don't have children and I've got a dog that gets a lot of attention. And I thought that some of my neighbours had started to feel sorry for me, whereas I thought I was living a fantastic life of driving a big V8 Chev and travelling overseas and doing further study and having a fabulous life. And I thought, it's interesting that people would pity a spinster rather than celebrating a great lifestyle.
There was a key moment, I understand, when a gay friend moved in.
Yes, a gay friend, Jacob, moved into my house and one of my neighbours around the shop tapped me on the shoulder and said, "It's so great that finally you've found a man." And he was all teary. It was one of my elder Greek neighbours. And he felt, you know, happy for me. And I was totally confused and it took me quite a while to work out what was happening. But he thought I'd finally found a man.
Did you put him straight, as it were? Or
No, I was totally confused. And also, I think it's interesting that sometimes people's aspiration is that everybody would be in couples and that everybody would be happy to be in heterosexual couples. And it seems to be an assumption, whereas in society at the moment, one of the biggest demographics is the single person household. So society's changing, which is why I wrote the show.
So the Liberal Senator for New South Wales, Bill Heffernan, gets no credit at all.
Well, I think the term deliberately barren is a fantastic term. I've actually had it made into a T-shirt and it seems to be a T-shirt that provokes people. And it seems that I've worn it down to the local gym and I was doing a boxing class down there that I've been doing for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And when I took off my shirt and underneath I had a T-shirt that said deliberately barren, one of the guys in the class said, "Oh, do you hate men?" And I said, no. And he said, "Well, what's this deliberately barren?" And I said, "Well, that's about Julia Gillard. I'm supporting Julia Gillard." And it is the thing. It seemed that it was offensive to him that I had a T-shirt that said I didn't want his sperm.
Yes. He needs to get out more, perhaps.
That's now, right.
The play also looks at how women who did have babies, but out of wedlock, were viewed, especially years ago. This is part of your own story, isn't it?
Yes, it is part of my... And that's why I wrote the baby show too, is because I think that we're at a pivotal point in our relationship to babies and I can draw on my own personal story. My mother rode a Vespa from Perth across the Nullarbor a lot of the way to Melbourne when she was 20 on a Vespa. And it was during that journey that she met my father, had an affair and was then pregnant at 20 in 1962. Now, she was forced to go to a single mother's, you know, hospital and give birth to me.
Mm.
And I was adopted. Now, that's a very different story than the story we'd have today. And there was a whole lot of shame associated with having illegitimate children. And now we have single mothers all around everywhere in society. And we've also got gestational carriers and the way that children are made or developed. Women like me can order sperm or eggs on the internet and also a gestational carrier. So
that's it. That's what a change that is. I mean, we couldn't care less really about a baby being born out of wedlock. I mean, I can't remember the last time I heard anyone use that phrase. But if you're having trouble conceiving or carrying a baby to term, there's a lot of people who are concerned about that. Do you think we've gone too far?
No, I think that why I made the baby show and why I'm putting it on now at La Mama is because I think we're at a flash point when our relationship with babies, which is the product that's produced, is changed from this just a man and a woman and a family, that now we've got same-sex couples can have a child or single people can have a child. And so the place of babies in our community is absolutely changing. And one of the reasons all this shame was taken away from single mothers was in 1973, Gough Whitlam signed legislation which meant we got a single mother's pension. And when we got the single mother's pension, which came out of the women's movement lobbying, so it's interesting we're going to have International Women's Day tomorrow, society changed because the government recognised single mothers as being part of our community, whereas before they were shunned.
It's interesting that, and I think the play illustrates this, that it's actually law changes or that have been critical in how we see single mothers.
Yes, and it's about who's part of our community. So my mother, when she gave birth to me in 1962 and put me up for adoption, she was at the Hillcrest Hospital in Perth, and that was a hospital where you single women went who were having children, and they had to stay behind a wall and not go outside because they didn't want anyone to see pregnant women who weren't married, whereas now we have single women proudly claiming that they've got sperm from somewhere and they're having a child by themselves. We really have moved forward, and we're at a point where we need to be discussing ethics around this, and also how these changes are going to change the place of women and babies and men, and how people negotiate relationships.
On Life Matters today, my guest is Donna Jackson. She's a writer, director and performer. We're talking about some of the issues she explores in her new play, The Baby Show, which I think opens this evening.
It opens on March the 8th, tomorrow night on International Women's Day.
Well done. Now, one thing I haven't asked, I hope you don't mind me doing this, but Donna, why did you decide not to have kids?
Well, I got to the age of 40, and actually I was lucky I had a fellowship for 2 years. So it meant that I actually had an income for 2 years. And I had a great opportunity then to have a child, and I thought about it very seriously. And because I could have afforded to do it. And then I thought about it and I thought, I can only imagine having a child and then being about three or four and me dressing them in a dog suit. I thought that'd be cute, those little dog animal suits and children get dressed in and you can take them out in. And I thought, well, it's probably not a good reason to have a child, is it?
Perhaps insufficient if you don't have others.
So I'm not anti-babies. I've always been into dogs.
Right. Well, you've mentioned your dog already. And, I mean, The Baby Show's a one-woman performance, but you are accompanied on stage by your miniature bull terrier.
Yes, and her name's Jay Jackson, and she's performing in the show with me, and she is a surrogate child. And I'm having a bit of a stage mother moment at the moment because she can do a number of tricks, but at the moment in rehearsal, she can't do them when anyone's looking. So right. I'm turning to the stage mother and I'm, you know, trying to boss her around and, you know, worried about what she's going to wear. But I think that dogs are, more and more people are spending more money on their dogs. That's another change, that dogs have gone from being something that lives outside to a member of the family, and people are spending more and more money on their dogs and treating them as children. So I found having dogs is a fantastic thing. My sister has children in Perth, and we used to compare my puppy. The first puppy I had, his name was Sump Jackson, and I'd ring my sister and have a chat to her, and she just had a baby called Capri, and we compare notes about getting up at night, and Linda would say, oh, you know, I was up all night with Capri, and I'd say, yeah, I had to get up and get Sump. He had his head stuck behind the toilet and I had to pull him out and get up again and get him a hot water bottle. And this went on for a number of years until 12 years later Linda rang me and said, Capri just made me breakfast in bed with great coffee. And I said, oh, the vet just told me that Sump's 12 and he's got 6 months to live. So sometimes this dog baby thing, you know, they've only got a certain life, dogs, and so
yes.
That's the sad part about it. And they can't make breakfast because they don't have thumbs.
That is probably the thing that's holding them back on that. Now, we used to call women who aren't married or have children, well, who aren't married, we used to call them spinsters. It's not the best word in the world. Is there a new term for a childless single woman?
Well, I think it's interesting that we've got spinsters and bachelors.
Yes.
And bachelors seem to be the people who go out and have fun and drink gin and tonics, and spinsters seem to be depressed, skinny people who are sort of dried up. So, bachelors are fertile and spinsters are sort of shrunken.
Well, that's it. It's sort of good time, dull time. That's the dichotomy, isn't it? Except a confirmed bachelor, that was always a euphemism for gay. But that's good time as well, I suppose.
Yeah, and well, maybe the term is bachelorette. Is that a term for women?
It's not elegant, but it's got something, hasn't it?
Oh, well, maybe we need women to be reclaiming the word spinster and the bad spinster, wild spinster, crazy, sex crazed spinster, happy spinster. We need to workshop that one.
Byronic spinsters, mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
That's right. Yeah, I think that could be a good thing to be doing at this time, International Women's Day.
Yes. The play's being performed in Melbourne, opening night tomorrow, as you mentioned. Any plans to take it anywhere else?
Yes, the we're going to take it on tour, and it's a one-woman show with a beautiful dog. And we also do a whole lot of shadow puppetry in the show, and the music's by Mick Thomas that you heard earlier. And so it's got a lyrical, visual flavour to it. It's directed by John Bolton, who does beautiful visual work. So, yeah, we're hoping to take it around and create some discussion wherever we go about people's relationship to babies, and also to get a whole lot of bachelorette spinsters along to see the show with their modern boyfriends.
Yep. Byronic spinsters as well, I hope. Donna, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Richard.
That's Donna Jackson, and her one-woman play, The Baby Show, is on at the appropriately named La Mama Courthouse. Check the website for details, abc.net.au/rn/lifematters. Stay with the show. We're about to speak with the Fat Paddler.